I'm Jonathan Mosen with this week's main menu news briefs. MJTNet has released version 6.2 of its popular macro scheduler program, recently reviewed on main menu. The new version of the software, which automates many of the functions that you can perform on your PC, has been modified as a direct result of the main menu review to fix a couple of accessibility issues highlighted by that review. The new version also includes additional hotkey combinations, support for the automation of complex mail-related tasks, and more. The software is available from www.mjtnet.com. IBM is giving a boost to an alternative browser. The company has selected the new version of the Opera web browser for use in its new NetVista internet appliances. The Norwegian software company developed a version of its browser for the QNX operating system, especially for IBM, and it'll make that version available for download by the general public as well. Antivirus companies have long cautioned users against opening unexpected email attachments or attachments sent by strangers, but thanks to a new email worm spreading this week, antivirus companies can add themselves to the list of not-to-be-trusted emailers. The worm shows up in users' inboxes disguised as a virus alert from antivirus firm Symantec, the company said in a virus alert. With a subject line reading FW Symantec Antivirus Warning and an attachment bearing the name www.symantec.com.vbs, the relatively innocuous worm, like many other recent worms, is written in Microsoft's Visual Basic Script, VBS, and propagates through the company's Outlook Express email client. The email carrying the worm is sent by F. Jones, who the email identifies as a Symantec senior developer. When the user double-clicks on the attachment, thus launching the file, a number of things happen. First, the default web page that the PC's web browser is set to visit upon launch is changed to a fictitious Symantec antivirus web page. The worm then sends itself to everyone in the infected PC's Outlook Express address book. The worm also makes some changes to the computer's registry files. Lastly, it creates a dialog box, which will appear on November the 24th, and reads, "Don't look surprised, it is only a warning about your stupidity. Take care." Though the worm is low risk and does not cause serious damage, it is likely to spread quickly, Symantec said. Trademark holders have been able to make claim to .biz internet addresses beginning Monday and to .info names the following month. The general public will have to wait a little longer. Names with the .info suffix will be operational as early as August, while .biz sites will be reachable on October the 1st. And Sony plans to provide internet audio and video technology from Real Networks Incorporated with its popular PlayStation 2 video game system, another sign of Sony's efforts to outmaneuver Microsoft in interactive entertainment. Microsoft has released a patch to fix security flaws in its internet server software that could allow a hacker to gain control of a company's web server in a matter of minutes. The flaw affects users of Windows NT's Internet Information Server 4.0 and Windows 2000's Internet Information Server 5.0, the company said. And in more news from Microsoft, Microsoft plans to apply the European Union's tough data privacy rules to its global business. The US software giant will sign up to the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement between the EU and the US that allows the transfer of personal data across the Atlantic. And beware mobile phone users. Radiation from mobile phones could lead to nerve changes in some people, causing headaches, blurred vision, and difficulty in thinking, a Melbourne doctor said. Dr. Bruce Hocking, a consultant in operational and environmental medicine, presented three case studies of nerve changes from mobile phone radiation at the annual meeting of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians in Sydney last week. And combining quantum mechanics and laser technology, scientists have constructed a lightning-fast computer that could render conventional supercomputers obsolete. The new processor is said to be capable of conducting myriad computations simultaneously, unlike traditional electronic-powered ones that must trudge through number-crunching tasks in sequence. And imagine recording your favorite TV shows onto your PC hard drive, burning them onto DVDs, and taking them with you. Well, a new Veo computer due next month from Sony promises to do just that. The Sony Veo Digital Studio, at a price of $2,500 US, comes with a built-in TV tuner, a piece of equipment that allows a PC to act like a television set. It also comes with software that captures the video and compresses it to either MPEG-1 or MPEG-2 video with a built-in recordable DVD drive. If you're in Europe, be careful to whom you talk on the net or the phone. Soon, law enforcement agencies could win sweeping powers to scrutinise the electronic communications of every European. Proposals are being put forward to the European Union to make communications companies keep records of all phone calls, email, faxes, and net use for 7 years, just in case police forces need to search them during their criminal investigations. And Windows 2000 users, you'll be happy to hear that Windows 2000 Service Pack 2 finally went official last week after several weird days where it wasn't official, but you could get it through the various links being assembled on the Microsoft site and elsewhere. The appearance of SP1 in the new download section of Microsoft.com for a short time last week seems to have been a placeholder for the forthcoming SP2 link, and the official front door for all things SP2 is now here. And the US Commerce Department reported that online purchases fell 19% in the first quarter after a 16% gain in the fourth quarter. The decline was the first ever tracked by the government, which has been following e-commerce since Q4 1999. Overall retail sales were off 11%. Online retail sales were still up year over year to $7 billion from $5.4 billion. And finally, the popular FTP ServeU software, which we reviewed a couple of weeks ago on Main Menu, now has a new version and a new distributor. ServeU has ended its relationship with Deerfield, and the new version 3.0 released last week is being distributed by Rhinosoft.com, the makers of FTP Voyager FTP client software. And if you have news that you think we can use, drop us an email at newsbriefs@acbradio.org. That's newsbriefs@acbradio.org. For ACB Radio Main Menu News Briefs, I'm Jonathan Rosen.